Masechet Holin Perek He Mishnah Aleph. The pasuk says, "Veshor ose oto ve'et beno lo tishatu biyom echad." An ox or a seh, a sheep or a goat, it and its offspring are not allowed to be slaughtered on one day. This tells us that it is forbidden to slaughter a cow, or sheep, or a goat, and her children, either male or female offspring, on the same day. It's called oto. Be'et beno, it and its son, but really means its son or its daughter, its child. It doesn't matter if the animal was slaughtered first or and then the child second. It doesn't matter the order. It doesn't matter if two different people did the slaughter. The second person to do a slaughter, that means after one of them was killed, then the second one was killed, and the one who killed that second animal is violating a deoraita prohibition, and they would receive malkut lashes for doing it. The animals, though, after the shechita is done, are allowed to be eaten. Here we'll talk about where and when this isur applies and to what types of animals. Mishnah says, oto ve'et beno noheg ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. The prohibition of oto ve'et beno applies in Israel and outside of Israel. B'fnei ha'bayit v'shelo b'fnei ha'bayit. When the Beit HaMikdash is around and when the Beit HaMikdash is not around. B'cholin u'b'mukdashin. To unconsecrated cholin animals and also to consecrated animals. It applies to both of them. The Mishnah and the next one will talk about the interplay between oto ve'et beno and then consecrated and unconsecrated animals and where the shechita happens. In other words, there are three different prohibitions that have different consequences. Number one, if somebody slaughters oto ve'et beno, a mother and her offspring on the same day, the punishment is malkut, but then the animals are allowed to be eaten, number one. Somebody who slaughters a consecrated animal, but he does it outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, gets both malkut and karet, but the animal is not allowed to be used for any purpose. Somebody who slaughters an unconsecrated animal inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash does not receive malkut or karet, but the animal is not allowed to be used for any purpose. So what happens when you have an overlap between these? If you have oto ve'et beno and a consecrated or unconsecrated animal slaughtered either on Har HaBayit, in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, or if it was a consecrated animal outside of the courtyard, what happens over there? Mishnah says, Ketzad, how do we deal with the consequences of oto ve'et beno when talking about a consecrated animal that was slaughtered outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, or an unconsecrated animal that was slaughtered inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash? Hashochet oto ve'et beno. So how do we deal with these 12 different cases we'll have of somebody who slaughters oto ve'et beno on the same day, where both animals are consecrated, where both animals are unconsecrated, and then if it's one in one, if one was consecrated and one was not? Cholin bachutz, if both animals were unconsecrated and both were slaughtered outside of the courtyard in the normal place where they're supposed to be slaughtered, this is a regular normal case of oto ve'et beno, shenehem kesherim, both are fit to be eaten, v'hasheni sofeg et ha'arba'im, and the second slaughterer, the person who kills the second one of the set, receives malkut, they receive 40 lashes for the violation of oto ve'et beno. Kadashim bachutz, if both were consecrated and both were slaughtered outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, where you're not allowed to slaughter consecrated animals. They're only allowed to be slaughtered inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Harishon hayav karet. The first slaughterer is liable for karet, for slaughtering a consecrated animal outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Ushnehem pesulin. Both of the animals are unfit for any purpose. You're not allowed to use them for korbanot because they were slaughtered in the wrong space. Ushnehem sofgin into arba'im. Both the slaughterers receive malkut arba'im. They both receive lashes. The first one for slaughtering a consecrated animal outside the courtyard, and the second one for violating oto ve'et beno. So the first person who slaughtered, he is receiving karet for offering a korban in the wrong space. It should have been inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash because you're dealing with something sacred and it was offered outside of the Beit HaMikdash. So he gets karet for that. And he also gets malkut for also that same idea, the same isur of slaughtering a consecrated animal outside the Beit HaMikdash. The second person only receives malkut for offering a oto ve'et beno, for the violation of a tove et beno. Even though we said the animal here was consecrated and it was slaughtered in the wrong space, theoretically he should also receive karet, and he should also receive possibly a second malkut, because he violated the idea of the korban. So we answer over here, since the first korban was already slaughtered, for example, the mother, and then the son was later, the korban becomes invalid to be offered anyway. It cannot be slaughtered in the courtyard of Beit HaMikdash, because it's a violation of a tove et beno. So therefore, already, once that first slaughter happens, the second animal becomes pasul, it becomes not a valid korban, and therefore, for slaughtering it outside of the Beit HaMikdash, the person would not receive karet or malkut. Third case, holin bifnim, if both animals were unconsecrated and he slaughtered them inside the courtyard, not allowed to slaughter an unconsecrated animal inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, shenehem pisulin, both of them are unfit for any purpose, and you're not allowed to benefit from them. And the second one receives malkut for transgressing the law of oto ve'et beno. We said when we started that somebody who slaughters an unconsecrated animal in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash would not receive malkut, but he's not allowed to benefit from the animal. So we say they're pisulin, not allowed to benefit from them. And only the second one receives malkut, but he only receives it for the sin of oto ve'et beno, not for bringing a korban in the wrong spot. Last case of the Mishnah, kadashim bifnim, if both animals were consecrated and they were slaughtered inside the temple courtyard where they were supposed to be, harishon kasheru patur, the first animal is fit to be offered as a korban, and its slaughterer is not liable for any punishment since he didn't do anything wrong. When he slaughtered that first korban, he's doing what he's supposed to do. It's a sacred item. He's slaughtering it in the right spot in the Beit HaMikdash on Harabayit. And he doesn't know, or he's not involved in the second slaughter that's about to happen, so he didn't do anything wrong. The second slaughterer receives malkut arba'im for violating otove et beno, and the second animal is also unfit for any purpose. He cannot use him as a korban because he was be'isur. He wasn't allowed to be slaughtered because, for example, his mother was slaughtered earlier on in the day.